Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and this is Body Language. They are survivors, energy warriors. And when you are fighting cancer, not once or twice, but four times and win, you quickly discover, as our guest Bob Elal did, that strength and courage just isn't a line from the movie Gladiator. It's a way of life, a way to keep living, especially when all hope seems lost. Welcome to Body Language, Bob.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and it's great to have you here. And why are you still here? Statistically, everything I've read would seem to indicate that, there are certain elements of the medical community that, if you pardon the expression, wrote you off.
Yeah, they didn't exactly write me off, but what they, in the beginning I had stage 4 lymphoma, which is pretty much a terminal diagnosis, and not much of a survival rate past 6 months. But I managed to survive that under double doses of chemo. But the cancer kept coming back, and I had a couple bone marrow transplants. But in the middle of all this process, I realized the cancer may keep continuing back, but I have to have some mechanism to stay strong, focused, and keep my will like iron.
We're here to discuss your new book, available right now on Amazon.com, entitled Energy Warriors, and you have a co-author, too.
Co-author is Master Lawrence Tan, a New York City Kung Fu master, who is in his early 60s, but he looks 45.
You say in the book Energy Warriors that Master Lawrence Tan presents an introduction to the ancient art of Qigong, traditional Chinese life force exercises for health and healing, and emphasizes the importance of learning to relax and de-stress by aligning breath movement and awareness. Now, essentially, Energy Warriors is really two books in one, isn't it?
It's my account of going through the cancer process four times back in the early 90s. I've been clear 17 years this month, as a matter of fact. But the other part of the book, there are introductions from Master Tan and his wife, Tony. And more importantly, there is a great photo manual showing the exercises I did and some of Master Tan's very nice exercises I've incorporated into my practice. It's simple to follow. There are great photos, great quotes, but anyone who reads my story, well, that's fine. Maybe inspired, okay. But inspiration runs out of steam quickly, I find, when you get back into the grind, or if you're fighting a disease or in some major crisis. So you need a daily practice to reinforce that inspiration.
One of the most appealing things about the book is the convergence that takes place between traditional Eastern therapies of incorporating the mind, body, and spirit and what we call allopathic or Western medicine, essentially the best of both worlds. That's really the basis of integrative medicine.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. I knew with the diagnosis I had that it was a terrible crisis and I needed Western allopathic medicine. That was my first place to go, and if I had to do it again, I certainly would. But I also needed something to complement that would help me stay strong, calm, focused, improve my immune system through pumping the lymphatic system and taking me out of the fight or flight system. In other words, helping to give me a clear playing field so the chemotherapy could do its job. And I think the combination of the two is the future of medicine. But, you know, Western medicine was my first stop, and it would still be again.
Let me read a quote from your book. At 2 a.m, pumped full of chemotherapy drugs, as I ponder the meaning of life, the words escape from this agnostic's mouth. God help me. A mute audience looks on. A mute audience of medical monitors, IV poles, plastic tubing, and the portable commode. And they really didn't have a lot to say, Bob. Did you find the answer you were looking for?
They did not have a lot to say. I have to say, in that situation, 2 a.m. in an isolation room, you do call out for God. You do call out for the creative force, the intelligence, the sentience behind the universe, and say, help me, because I need your help right now. And at that point in the book, I go on to say how I managed to control my fear through the breathing of Qigong, the deep abdominal breathing. And it allowed me to get a hold of myself and say, okay, back to the warrior, back to the energy warrior. But I defy anyone in that situation, no matter what your beliefs, not to have God cross your lips.
What did your traditional Western doctors, and I say that term with great affection because I'm a huge believer in the concept of integrative medicine, how did they feel your Qigong work enhanced your ability to heal with their help? Because doctors don't make you well per se. They create an environment where the body can do what the body does best. So what was their response?
At first, when I told my oncologist what I was doing, I caught a slight roll of the eyes.
Roll of the eyes, oh yes.
But she didn't denigrate it. As the years went past, and for some reason, the chemotherapy wasn't destroying my immune system, which it should have done, and the cancer did not continue to metastasize, she said, Bob, we don't know why you're here. We don't know how you survived the chemo or the cancer didn't come back. We're writing a book with you. This is something new. But she said, whatever you're doing, Bob, don't stop doing it.
Well, you're a four-time cancer survivor and the co-author of the book Energy Warriors, by the way, which is available at Amazon.com. Where can people learn more about you, Bob, and your work, and perhaps even get in touch with you?
Well, we have a site for Energy Warriors on Facebook that's dedicated to the book, and I can give you that address.
Please.
It's www.facebook.com/Energy Warriors.
You have been clear of cancer for 17 years despite high doses of chemotherapy and 2 bone marrow transplants. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What is the key? And it's not a big secret because that's why we're here discussing your new book, Energy Warriors. What is the key to your success? Because you have, you know, gosh, 2 decades of perspective now.
I would say the key to my success is using the Qigong while I was going through allopathic medicine, chemotherapy, to keep me strong, so finally the chemo could destroy the last cancer in my body. That being said, for the last 17 years, I practice about an hour of Qigong a day with all the deep breathing, which is supposed to help prevent cancer in certain ways. I think that the key is the practice. Everybody has bad things going on, whether it's disease or something else. I'm not a Buddhist, but I think the Buddha said something. As far as you think you got it bad, talk to the next guy.
Right.
And he was absolutely right.
You can learn more about Bob L. Ahl's cancer experience and triumph, and I'm happy to add that word, by going to Amazon.com and seeking out his new book, of which he is the co-author, Energy Warriors. And when you're fighting cancer, not once or twice, but 4 times, and win as Bob did, you quickly discover what Bob knows quite well. The strength and courage isn't just a line from the movie Gladiator. It's a way of life. It's a way of keeping living, especially when all hope seems lost. Bob L. Ahl, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
Thank you so much, Chris.
I'm Christopher Springman. You've been listening to Body Language on Radio MD.